It
Yes,
is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's wandering, intrepid, adventurous, etc. reporter. Ruth, what's going on out there?
well, Saturday was a very busy day here in the region. I was at three rallies, mobbed as usual. The largest one was in Salisbury, and lots of speakers and music, and in the whole protest area that was this Saturday, the No Kings. The Canaan train station has changed hands. The transfer was finalized last week. The Canaan Station LLC purchased it from the Connecticut Railroad Historical Association. The railroad is going to be putting its offices in there. I spoke with the attorney who represents the Housatonic Railroad. The plan is to put the railroad's offices in there. They're going to move the current accordion museum to another, relocated in the building. The railroad museum will remain, and there are some offices, I believe, upstairs that will stay. He said there's no plan to really make any substantial changes. The cost is went for $800,000. But according to Doug Humes, who was one of the major trustees of the Connecticut Railroad Historical Association, a bunch of these people have been carrying this for a long time, and there are grants to be repaid. There are mortgage payments that have to be finalized, and so it's far from an $800,000 profit. The railroad station is a, as he called it, a gem in the center of town. It's in for the area. It's certainly people want to keep it and in as great a shape as it can be. It goes back to when Housatonic Railroad met the Connecticut Western Railroad, and they joined forces to go east, west, north, south, and so Canaan became a real railroad hub. And
Are they going to have any space in there for like retail or other businesses, or no?
I would imagine if some retail person came along, they'd make room. At this point, it's basically offices for them. I guess maybe they're going to, I think they have offices around and they're going to consolidate them. That's
Yeah,
my
I know
thought.
they used to be there on the corner at the intersection in
Right.
North Canaan. Then the bike shop went in there instead. It's gone
Right.
too.
Yeah. I think people will be glad that it is. Well, it's bringing it back to its railroad roots, actually. The railroad offices are going to be in there.
Yeah, well, it needs to be occupied, because if buildings aren't occupied, believe it or not, they do deteriorate, and they tend to deteriorate faster when nobody's using them and keeping them up.
Yeah, it's very important to keep things, you're right, occupied. And we
Enough.
all know about the arson fire that really heavily destroyed it in 2001, and how the community rallied and they raised funds to restore it, because it shows how passionate people are about that building. So another phase in its history. We had the groundbreaking for Holly Place this week. Is it 12 apartments?
I think it's 11 now.
Oh, okay.
Sure, it's 11.
Right at the corner of Millerton Road and Holly Place. And this has been going on for, I mean, it's a long time coming. It had many, many stops and starts and courts.
I think a lot of people probably forgot about it until all of a sudden the signs go up saying it's coming. And because I've even heard people, what are they doing down there?
Yeah. I mean, that was
hooked up like 12 years ago, I think.
It's been a long time. And so they had a nice, groundbreaking with Maria Horn and the commissioner of housing, and I'm sure several of the housing groups there.
Where they were going to do that, they didn't do much publicity on it, did they?
No, I my other sources told me no. So work should be starting, and I guess we'll see how it goes. They also found two time capsules that had been buried in that wall there, I guess. And so
I know the 76 one, and I think the 76 one was destined to be open, if I'm not mistaken, this year.
yeah, well,
I'm not
I
sure
think they said they were having a hard time opening them. So, but there are two of them there.
open them without people there. I hope they're not going to do this in a cloud of secrecy, too. That's an important event to do.
Well, we'll find out. But that was what my sources tell me, that they uncovered these two time capsules. So we'll scope that out and see what they have to say.
They've
I
done
would
with it.
imagine people signed things and made notes and.
I'm sure. I remember people donating things for that. And the idea of these is for everyone to come and share when it's time to open up so we can all kind of go back and see what
Right.
it used to be. Because after
That's the whole
50
point of
years,
a time capsule.
we all kind of forget
Not for you to take to your basement and
done in
just
the public eye.
quietly under from darkness open it.
Well, we'll check that out and see what they find out.
Okay.
Over in Sharon this week, Matt Meddy is retiring. He's been the park and rec director for 27 years, much loved. He's been very active in the community, sports wise, with teens, doing senior bus trips. And he is being replaced by Brian Fela, who's from Torrington. We'll have more on him next week. And tonight is the meeting of the 21st Century Fund, where that's going to be at the Interlaken, where they present people who have received grants and what they've done with them. The 21st Century Fund was established primarily by Jack Mahoney, who, when he was principal at the high school, went on a sabbatical and went to high schools around the country. And this saw groups that raise funds outside of the school budget to provide for things that the school budget can't or won't. So, 21st Century Fund has been very active, doing some great things for students. And so tonight they'll be hearing about it at a reception. And I think that I don't know what we've got coming up. There was a Easter egg hunt on Sunday in Cornwall. I'm sure there'll be others around the area, and it's that time of year.
That's right. There's Easter egg
It is
hunts
Holy Week.
everywhere. A lot of them, churches right after church service, other ones on different days. Just keep your eyes open and check the websites. And we've thrown a few into our public service so that people know there are Easter egg hunts going on.
I did stop in at the bargain box, the temporary quarters.
It's the barn.
I'm sorry, the barn. I get that
It
mixed
was a
up often.
box.
Well, it
I've
used
been
to be the
driving around.
bargain box and barn.
Many years ago, it was the bargain box, but since it's been
Now
changed.
it's the barn. Yes, my age is showing. And it's really, I think they've done a one Heidi's done a great job setting it up. It's very manageable, very airy and spacey, and they've got as much as they can in there, and it's wonderful to have it still going.
Yeah, and the new one that's coming together has a little barn-shaped roof over the entrance.
That's right. We can go back to the barn. I mean,
Yeah.
really, legitimately.
For
And
real.
that's what I was saying. I was driving around going, wow, how did it get, I knew about it as the bargain box, and then it became the barn, the bargain barn. And the building wasn't exactly a barn, right? Blah, 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 blah. So I was musing about that very topic. Am I supposed to say, everybody have a good holiday and thank you, Ruth, Mike. Am I supposed to say that yet?
I think so.
Yes, you could go there.
Okay. Well, in that case, everybody have a good holiday. And Ruth, thank you. And this has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's wandering, adventurous, intrepid, etc. reporter on Robin Hood Radio.